the Novo. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
Oh, good morning, Crivo.
Morning.
Interesting night for you?
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
You know, I was busy with the shop after getting back.
Of course, always busy with the shop.
Crivo's on Clyde Street.
Right,
if you need a Persian rug or some antiques.
Actually, I've given you some stuff to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave you a Monopoly game.
That's
I gave
right.
you some dinnerware, I
couple
think it
of
was.
Consignment pieces.
Yes.
Hooked you up with a few dollars
you
already.
You actually shouted me dinner a couple of weeks
yeah,
ago. That's great.
Good. It's
yeah.
good.
I went and did laundry.
Oh, really?
Very exciting.
Exciting.
I'm a 33-year-old woman who'd never been to a laundromat before. It was interesting.
It, really? Was it interesting
I
or was it just washes and dries?
It was not the fact that I was trying to work out how to do it all because you don't use coins. It's all pay pass now.
Oh, it's
very,
modern.
Very fancy, free Wi-Fi. Oh.
Is that like real flash one at Katara
yes.
with all of it?
The Tumble Club.
Oh.
They call it the Tumble Club.
They've made it sound like one of those exclusive gyms.
Yes.
Where you have to, it's a fancy gym.
Look,
oh, it's a fancy laundromat.
I am more likely to go to a laundromat than a gym.
Do you have like a little... key card that you
no.
have to go in to enter the building.
No, it's all 24-hour and they've got security cameras and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So, yeah. Put my washing in, went out and got Guzman and Gomez for dinner.
Because there is one in Mayfield, but it doesn't
yeah.
look as fancy
it's not
as
fancy.
That.
Look, I have style. I like to go to the Tumble Club.
Oh,
thank
yes.
Thank you very much.
Were you seen at the Tumble Club?
The Tumble Club. It's got all like neon lights and everything. Like it looks like a nightclub. It actually looks like a nightclub.
Yeah, that's how they got you.
That's how they got me in. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
You're nice.
I was in bed by like 7:15. It's delightful.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Quarter past seven. Like,
that's very early.
How do you go with that during daylight savings?
Oh, it's this is like since daylight savings, what, finished, started, whatever we're
whatever
in now.
Whatever it is.
Finished.
Yeah.
We're not in daylight savings
right,
at the moment,
right,
no.
Right, right.
Yes, so before it was like nap during the afternoon, but now I'm like, no, just go to bed early.
Do you still nap during the afternoon, though, even though you go to bed at 7:15?
No. Just
okay.
power through.
Were you at the
really
gym
tired.
Yesterday?
I'm at the gym every day.
All right, sorry, yeah. Anything exciting happened there? You did your regular workout?
Just the norm.
No
just
PBs
norm,
yesterday?
No PBs.
Oh.
You save that for the weekend, I swear.
Hey, that's when you get it on the gram.
Absolutely. More time to get it on the gram when it's on a weekend. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
And your night. How was your night?
Very good. I didn't spend it at the Tumble Club.
You're just jealous I spent it at the Tumble Club.
At the Tumble Club. That's what my 120-year-old great-grandmother's walking group's called.
Oh, that makes me feel really lame.
The Tumble Club.
Tumble
no, that's
Club.
Fun. Something fun about a laundromat, right?
See, I've got the idea of
disagree.
See, the thing is, though, I like the idea of city living and going to I don't know, maybe I watch too much Seinfeld and Sex in the City or something like that. The idea of going to a laundromat actually filled me with a bit of excitement.
No, Meg, because you're single and in movies, that's where you find love.
I was saying more people actually meet at laundromats than clubs now.
Mm-hmm. There you
oh,
go.
Oh, maybe I've picked up on something.
You are living your Sex in the City
absolutely,
dream, Meg.
Absolutely. Up next, we are playing Lads vs. Lasses, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The Lasses are in front on 38. The Lads are on 36. You've got some room to move there, fellas. The prize today, $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli available daily. We need one guy, one girl right now to play.
The Novos. Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
The way we like it, the Lasses are in front on 38, the Lads on 36. On offer today, $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. Just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu. All the old favourites from the deli available daily. Let's do this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time to meet our lass, Jody from Madawi. She's a nurse and says she's been doing her job for 32 years. And it's nothing like you see on Grey's Anatomy. She says she needs a McDreamy in her workplace. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, my guys. How are you doing?
Really good.
Doing good.
Has there ever been a McDreamy style person come through at some point during the last 32 years?
Oh, hell yeah.
So there's a McDreamy and a McSteamy in Grey's Anatomy, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So who's better, McDreamy or McSteamy?
I think McDreamy.
Okay. I might need to watch it.
I think you might. Do you like a man in scrubs or anything, Meg?
I could find myself attracted to a man in scrubs, depending on what his jawline's like. I don't know.
Just have to see. Oh, yes. What are you writing on that clipboard there? 10 out of 10. All right, Jodie, let's get into your questions, okay?
Okay.
Number one. And this one's multiple choice. What is mild steel? Is it A, steel that isn't spicy or hot? Is it B, steel that has a creamy look to it? Or is it C, a metal made from iron and carbon?
I think C.
That is correct. One on the board. Well done. All right, number two. What does the brand Husqvarna make?
Husqvarna, they make motorbikes.
Yeah, technically they do, absolutely. Two on the board. Oh, my God. Can you get all three? This is amazing. Number three. What animal is the symbol for the car brand Dodge?
Dodge. A dog?
A dog. No, it's a ram. Mm. Fortunately.
No,
two out of three, though. Absolutely smashing it this morning.
Easy done. Two on the board. I love that. All right, let's go to... I'm trying
Ty.
To find Sunil Babay. He's a brickie. Says his best physical feature is his teeth and loves chilling with the boys. Hello, Ty.
Hey.
Hey, let's get into your questions. Hey, get you the win today. Maybe. You got to beat two. Three.
You can do
win.
This.
All right. Question one. True Glimmer Stick eyeliner is made by which beauty company?
What?
Just think. They often come around to your door sometimes.
Got no idea.
Yeah, neither. That's so
Avon. I gave you the hint. They come around door to door. All right, this is staying it. Dyeing your eyelashes is otherwise known as what?
Eyeliner.
No. Lash tint. That means Jodie's our winner.
Well done, Jodie.
Hey, Jodie, well done.
Yay.
Well done. $50 gambling round voucher coming your way, babe.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. You have a great day.
Can I just say, before we move on...
No, you cannot.
Ty was stitched up. That
absolutely
first question
not.
Was impossible.
You know what? Maybe if he read through his mum's Avon catalogues back in the day, he would have known what it was.
Oh, jeez. That was so hard.
Just putting that out there.
Okay. Well, there's the study point if you're a guy who wants to win. We got him.
Grab your parents' Avon catalogues.
We're doing an investigation into the difficultness of the questions.
All right. You're more than welcome to write the ladies' questions tomorrow.
Oh, you might do a little trial run.
Yeah, okay,
see how it goes.
Do you want me to write the blokes? See how that
no,
goes.
No, I'd be right. I might just do them all. See, that'll make it a bit
good
more
luck,
fair.
Good luck, my friend. Good luck.
Hey, up next, we've got to talk about this because a pastor has been, let's just say, found out for doing something which is totally inappropriate at a funeral.
Okay, there are a lot of possibilities this could be.
Proposing to one of the grieving women.
That's not acceptable at
this
all.
This whole story is unbelievable. We'll get into it in just a few minutes. The Novos. Now, Meg, when you think of a proposal, you think of a beautiful romantic moment.
Yes.
Perhaps at a nice restaurant. Oh, what's that in the glass of champagne?
Is that a ring? A ring? Oh, my God.
Are you kidding? How original, right? This is the sort of thing you think of. This one guy has decided to propose to this lady at her father's funeral.
Now, come on.
This seems so inappropriate. It was a big, like, kind of fancy funeral. You know, the big casket was there. Everyone was there.
Can I ask?
Yes.
Was it open casket?
It wasn't.
Okay.
Well, it didn't seem...
Because I think that would have been even more weird.
Like him looking on.
Yes. Like, oh, my approval.
What are you watching there? Exactly. No, it wasn't the casket. It was right next to the casket, though, so he couldn't have gotten any closer. Of course, the daughter in the front row, being her father, you know, that's passed. He drops a knee they haven't even got it in the ground yet. So it's in. So he's like, well, I don't know what the situation was. Maybe he didn't approve. And he was like, finally, I can drop a knee.
Or maybe, like, for her, like, her dad was a very important part of her life, and she wanted him to be there during the proposal, and this is the only way physically that could happen from now on because he passed away.
Oh, jeez, that's a bit of a weird thought. Also weird, I don't know about this whole thing, but he's also a pastor. I don't know how that plays into it, but he was like part of the funeral service. So he's like, ah, yes, and now we'll be, you know, lowering him into the ground in just a moment. But before we do that, I just want to do this.
In some uplifting news.
Yeah, exactly. He was literally, because there's a TikTok of it. Yeah. It's terrible audio. That's why I didn't want to play it.
Yeah.
But he's literally wiping the tears from her eyes and then jumps down on one knee.
Oh, my God. And did she say yes?
Well, she appears to. Once again, you can hardly hear what's going on.
It's one of those situations, though, where you don't want to say no because it's already a grim situation. Well, and if she says no...
It's like it's getting going from bad to worse.
But like, how do you celebrate though, like your engagement then on a regular basis, knowing it happened at your dad's funeral?
That's the thing. Or also, just I mean, people are going to be congratulating you.
Yeah, at the wake.
At the wake,
everyone's going to be having a couple of beers or a couple of champagnes or whatever at the wake, going, "Sorry about your dad, but congratulations!
Well done. How well good done. Is that? How what a great day!
What a great day for humanity getting proposed to." See, I'm very big on not proposing at big events.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
I hate the idea of getting proposed on your birthday because if you do split, all you're going to think about on your birthday from then on is the engagement that didn't work out.
Exactly.
Christmas Day in front of family because you feel obliged to say yes.
That's in front of anyone, really.
In front of anyone. Like, you proposed relatively in private to your fiancé,
that's right.
Didn't you?
Mine
was out and about, my previous fiancé. Yeah. We were out and about, but there wasn't that many people around.
It wasn't like a big, gathering.
One other person saw what happened. They go, oh, congratulations, and that's as far as it went.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it in front of a bunch of mourners at a funeral.
Everyone in black. How ridiculous.
That is insane. That is ridiculous.
Some people have different ideas of what's romantic.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for that uplifting story, Grievo.
The Novos. M. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grievo.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
Came across this story yesterday about this landlord in the UK who's trying to rent out his new property, right?
Yeah.
And he's taken these interesting photos. Basically, anytime you try and make a very ugly apartment look good, obviously it looks like you're trying too hard. But then when you just start putting designer bags from designer shops in every photo... Come on, what are you doing, mate?
It's a bit try hard.
So what he's done is he's gotten photos of the lounge room, the kitchen, like the sitting room, all that kind of stuff, and put these bags from luxury high-end like boutiques in every single room.
So,
to try and make it look good, because it doesn't look great at all.
It's an absolute dump.
So much so that the photo of the bathroom, despite it saying there's a shower in the bathroom, it's not even included. They've taken a photo of the sink in the bathroom without any of it.
It's just a terrible house, and to make it look better, he's put a bunch of Louis Vuitton bags in every room.
Exactly, thinking that someone rich and luxurious is going to live in this house when he's charging £535 per month.
Ugh.
It's in Leeds. Now, I'm not too sure what the real estate market in Leeds is like, but if you can only spend £535 a month, which would be about $1,000. So I'm going to say about $250 a week.
And it's an absolute pigsty, this place.
You're not buying Louis Vuitton.
Exactly right.
Just putting it out there. So, 13109, was the house worse than advertised?
So, what we want here are these real estate stories where, it looks pretty good in the ad, and you get there, and it's nothing like that. It could be share houses, could be a place you're trying to buy.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll take your calls next on 13109. We do have tickets up for grabs, family pass to the Knights v Broncos this Thursday at 7:50 at McDonald Jones Stadium. Every caller who gets to air today goes in the draw to win those tickets, which is great. So, was the house worse than advertised? We'll take your calls next on 13109.
The Novos.
And we are talking on 13109. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. When was the house worse than advertised? Give us a buzz. 13 10 09. So basically, this house in the UK, despite it only having a £535 price tag, the guy taking the photos to try and make his house look a lot better, even though it was very dodgy, he started putting luxury like shopping bags all throughout the house. We're talking Louis Vuitton, Chanel, all of this kind of stuff to make it look like someone important would live in this house.
I remember when I was looking for a place here when I first moved to Newcastle, I went to this place out at Wickham because my idea was to try and get a two-bedroom place, like a house, and then rent out the second room,
yep.
You know, so I could still have a house, but, you know, just have a housemate.
Have a bit of yard and all that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, because I like to have that bit of extra space. And this house was advertised as two-bedroom. When I got there, it was a very, very old house. On both sides was a factory, which they'd excluded from the real estate photos. They just showed the yard exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, geez, it's a bit dark. They must have taken it late in the day.
Yes.
No, it was just overshadowed. And then the second bedroom was just the lounge room, but they'd hung up like a big sheet on each side as a curtain to try.
Clearly, that's a bit. That has to be illegal.
Oh, it should be.
Surely. You can't misadvertise a property like that as a two-bedroom. Like, I know in the US in particular, it has to be, it has to have aircon and it has to have a door.
Yeah, well, it has neither of those.
Neither of those.
A curtain does not, a makeshift curtain doesn't count as a door.
Oh, my God. Well, that's when I was looking a couple of weeks ago for a place. I went to a house in Northampton.
Yeah.
No, Waratah West, actually. And it was just a, like, a bed sit kind of thing. And the photos made it look relatively large.
Mm.
I have seen hotel rooms bigger than this apartment. The way they angled the photos made it look like the bed was in a separate area. No, if I was lying in bed, I could touch the kitchen sink.
That is tiny.
It was tiny.
Way too small.
Not to mention they were still wanting $400 a week.
Outrageous.
To live in this tiny little one bedroom, not even a bedroom. It was a studio.
I don't know why they try and do this. They try and trick you. It doesn't. People are going to turn up to the inspection.
That's going to say, well, the rental market's screwed at the moment anyway, so maybe that's why.
They can sell anything.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Megan Thee Stallion has a cure for sadness, and I'm on board. I'll tell you what it is. Also, too, they're getting to the great part of the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, the poop in the bed.
Oh.
She's just testified about this, and I have the audio. It's amazing.
This is what everyone's waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get into it. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson, let's start with that news out of Megan Thee Stallion's camp. What's going on there?
All right, so she's opened up about how to overcome sadness. If you don't know who Megan Thee Stallion is, she's got this song out with Dua Lipa. You probably heard it on your phone. She's great.
Yes.
This is the censored version. But if you're unhappy in life, here's her trick.
So first of all, I have no tattoos. And sometimes when I'm like upset or I'm going through something, I'm like, I'm going to get this tattooed on me. I hate everybody. I got these rings that say F you because I was going to get F you on my... And I was like, wait, just get them in rings. So that's why I got those. And then I wanted to get, like, a quote from the Bible that makes me feel good. And I was going to get it tattooed on me. And I was like, wait, let me just get this expensive cross so I can, like, stone on my haters and keep God close to my heart at the same time.
So don't go to therapy. Just buy expensive jewelry.
Or get tattoos, apparently, as well.
Or not, though. It's not. It's don't get a tattoo. It's get it in the form of a ring.
Well, I'm going to say I'd rather the tattoo than the ring.
I'd rather both.
To be honest.
But look, I can get on board that.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm mad, I'm just going to yell
at some bling.
Get me some jewelry and I'll
jewelry.
Cheer up. Don't tell me to smile. Go to Tiffany's, mate.
It's retail therapy.
Absolutely.
Maybe Amber Heard and Johnny Depp should have invested in
that. Maybe they should have.
They're not a very happy couple. Anyway, it's like day 200 or something like that of this trial. And today was like a lot of objections because we've gotten to the part of the poop in the bed. Do you remember when Johnny Depp had some poop in his bed?
That was from the dog.
Well, apparently it was from the dog. So Amber Heard is currently testifying about that right now on the stand. And this is some audio about the real issues in life that she feels like they should have been focusing on, because a lot was going on at the point of the poop in the bed. And I think the poop in the bed was just a bit of a distraction from all the issues they had.
If I could get my friend on the phone to prove that this didn't happen, we could move on and talk about the issues that we should be talking about. Our marriage was over and falling apart in front of our eyes. We hadn't seen each other for a month, and his mom had just passed. I couldn't believe he wanted to talk about feces.
Can you believe this court case?
It's just so amazing. Like, it doesn't matter what's happening in your life. If there is feces in your bed, that's number one
that's
conversation.
That's the number one conversational piece.
Like, if there was an alien spaceship outside your window, you're still going to talk about what that is in the bed.
Yeah.
It's just unavoidable.
Is she blaming it on a corgi or something?
No,
is that
she's
what it
blaming
was?
It on Pistol or Boo, which is like the little chihuahua-type dogs that Barnaby Joyce had banished from Australia.
From the country.
But I just don't think that they're big enough to do what was pictured. I don't know. It's an interesting situation.
We knew it was going to come up in the court case at one point. Now it's here. I'm so glad.
You see the size of the thing in the bed and you go, it ain't from a dog. Not those tiny dogs.
Absolutely not. Well, we're going to find out more about this in the coming days. Surely more information's going to come out. Thank you very much, Jackson.
The Novos. They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're going to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Saw this story from a Facebook parenting group about this mum who was like really shocked because her mate was taking a family holiday. Mm. They were flying overseas, and she flew in business class.
Yes.
And her primary school age kids flew in economy. So they flew as unaccompanied minors, which you can do. You can send your kids like on any flight, and like the flight attendants take care of them.
They normally sit them near the back, where
they can keep an eye on them. And that, exactly right. But this is she's like really shocked about this, because you would think if you're going on a family holiday, and I tend to agree with this lady, you should all fly together. Like you either, if you can't afford everyone to be in business class, you all just go in economy together.
Now, we didn't really have any family holidays that involved planes when we were kids. But the thing is, if I was in in business, I would prefer to put the kids in the back, have a bit of me time. Absolutely. Let's face it.
Good.
I saw a meme the other day that literally said a family holiday is never a holiday for the parents. You're just looking after your kids in a different location. The idea of sitting in business class, not having to put up with kids, ideal.
Okay,
this is a non-parent though, so...
Yeah, this is your opinion. This is where we disagree, and I thought we could throw it out there. 13-10-09, right or wrong, not flying with your kids, so sending them down the back of the plane while you're up the front enjoying the good life, even if it was a cheeky trip up to Brisbane or something.
See, the thing as well is, like, if I was ever lucky enough to fly business class or first class or whatever like that, because I probably never will in my entire life.
You save up.
I would prefer there not to be kids there screaming their lungs out.
All right, this is the debate. Me. I just think if you're on a family holiday, be with your family.
All right, kids in business class, 13-10-09. We'll take your calls next. We do have tickets up for grabs to the Knights versus Broncos this Thursday at McDonald's Stadium, up for grabs as well. So get involved, 13-10-09.
The Novos.
Talking this morning, kids in business class.
Yeah, so this mum basically sent her kids off to economy. They're just primary school age kids, and took the one ticket and went to business class.
I love this. You do your sister.
I don't think so, because I think if you're with your kids, you got to think about it. Like, there's, you know, you got to make sure they're all right during takeoff, turbulence, all that sort of stuff. Just general supervision. You're just leaving that to everyone else to deal with.
But kids fly by themselves all the time. It's not. And the thing is, if anything did happen to go down, I'm pretty sure she'd go back and tell them off.
How could you? You wouldn't know, because you're curtained off.
The staff would tell you, surely.
Well, maybe. Well, because they're flying as unaccompanied, so they just have to deal with them themselves. I don't think this is right. I think you fly together as a family.
All right, well, we're going to the phones. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Yeah, thanks. How are you guys
good,
doing?
Good, good. Okay, would you send your kids into economy while you sat in business class?
No, like, you know, if you're traveling as a family and you can afford to buy a business class ticket and your kids are segregated back, how are they going to feel? Like, you know, you're going on a holiday and the kids need to have you by them with them. You know, you're putting your kids up with other people that are in economy. If they can travel with you in business class, that's where they should be.
But I agree.
You have to admit, though, business class is quite pricey. You can't really afford three tickets in business.
Why is this lady in business class and why has she put her kids in economy?
Exactly.
She just wants a little bit of a break before that all hell breaks loose on the holiday.
Hey, look.
Well, let's face it, kids can be quite annoying on holidays. So I was one of those kids who was very annoying on holidays. I know what I was like.
Yeah, but the kids must be well behaved to start with if they're going on a holiday.
That must be
some sort of reward.
That's true.
You know, I think the kids need to have the experience of business class. If they can afford it.
Yeah.
That's true.
If she can afford three tickets, definitely should take them. But
absolutely.
If not, I don't know. I think they should all fly together.
So in other words, when you finally have kids with Emmy.
Yeah.
Or one kid or how many kids.
Yeah, yeah, whatever it works
you plan
out.
On having, are you all going to fly in business or are you all going to fly together in
all in economy? As if you're going to leave, like Kate said, you're there to experience a holiday together.
The holiday doesn't start, I don't think, until you get to the location that you're at.
Okay, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this.
If we ever go on a family holiday, I'll sit in business and I'll put you in it.
You're back in economy, righto. Bonobos. They're local as. Dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle. And the Hunter.
You're
gonna
get rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg
and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's
new FM. Okay, up next, we're going to do Love It or Loathe It, getting mine and Crevo's thoughts on today's daily topics. Now, the thing is, normally there's a third person here to help us with this. So we're going to get producer Jackson involved, and he's really paranoid that the topic that he's chosen isn't that good.
Well, I just really don't want to disappoint.
How would you ever disappoint us, Jackson?
Because sometimes I run into that studio very excited about something I don't know that the Kardashians have done, and I just get glazed over looks.
But Jackson, you've never delivered anything short of absolute professionalism on this show.
Well,
I have no
it.
Doubt it's going to be excellent.
We'll see. The Novos.
Love it. So this morning we are getting mine and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics, courtesy of producer Jackson. What have you got for us this morning, my friend?
Well, it happened over the weekend, so let's talk Eurovision.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, loathe it.
Love it.
You're a fan,
love
Meg?
It. Okay, I didn't watch it, I'm not going to lie, but I kind of regret the fact that I didn't watch it this year.
What is it that you like so much about Eurovision?
I think it's so eccentric.
You love glitter and costumes, right? And they have a few of them kicking about usually, isn't it?
It's essentially just a global drag show is the way I see it.
Which is right up your alley. I'm surprised you didn't watch it.
So we had Sheldon Riley who represented Australia, came 15th.
Yes.
I believe.
He came very far down the list. We've also had Montaigne in the past. We've had Dummy
Im came second, I believe. Guy Sebastian came fifth.
Yes. And it just really gives me the shits that Australia's actually involved. It makes no sense to me. And we're never going to win. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because we've started looking for 2023 contestants for Australia.
Already.
And there's a big petition online. A lot of people getting on board.
Hot potato.
For the Wiggles. Now, if we can't win it with the people that we've already had, do we really think that this is going to take out the crown?
Oh, what a terrible idea for a terrible competition.
Okay, the thing is, though, is it going to be OG Wiggles or is it going to be new Wiggles? Because OG Wiggles, I think, could take it out.
Well, I think the OG Wiggles can't even fly. They're that old these days.
Well, they're going to Falls Festival.
What? Oh, my God. Well, maybe they can go.
Which is
go
quite
over
interesting
there.
Because Lil Nas X posted, like, a couple of months ago on Twitter saying how much he loved the Wiggles ride. And Lil Nas X is going to be on Falls Festival, so are the Wiggles.
Nothing about this makes sense. I mean, first of all, yeah, like you said before, if you can't win with the slew of fairly good artists we've tried to send over.
Jessica Malboy was there
as
well.
Yeah, she had a crack at it as well. How are you going to win with the Wiggles? Terrible idea. The costumes they have, well, we already know what they're going to wear. You can't win with that.
Yeah.
So we're not in Europe. The whole thing's a sham.
I've got two options, and two options only for Eurovision if we want to win. One, the Veronicas. For some reason, I think the twin aspect in Eurovision would work. Mm. Two, Kylie Minogue.
Either or, they might do all right, but I just still think it's an no good.
No good?
I never like watching it.
Nah. You're a loathe-it. You're a loathe-it.
Absolute loathe-it.
I once suffered on an IQ test for saying that Sydney was the capital of Australia. Now, what are we teaching kids and how do I fail on that if we're putting Australia in Eurovision and it's a geography question? Come on, guys.
I understand that. But I like the idea that we are representing the country. Like,
The whole thing's terrible. That's my opinion.
That's your opinion?
Hey, let's try and give away some money to spark things up here. $625 up for grabs with birthday lotto. All you got to do is be born this time in the month of December.
The Novos. I wish. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos birthday lotto.
Be born, get money. It's that simple. We're looking for people born in December now. This is the month that you have to be if you want your chance. It's $625 right now.
Have you become a rapper?
What do you mean?
Be born, get money?
Well,
like,
you
that
know.
Just sounds like 50 cents, like tagline.
Well, this is very simple, right? And that's why we're trying to keep it that way. Because why make you jump through hoop after hoop?
Exactly. Like ask some, you ridiculous questions.
Like some, you know, zoo-trained lion... when we could just give you a chance to win money based on your birth month,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And Tammy was born in December. She's from Tanamba, a traffic controller, loves the Wiggles, hates having her birthday the same month as Christmas, and wants to take her son to the go-kart if she wins the money. Go-kart's so good, Tammy. Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. And how are you?
Doing really, really well. So when was the last time you took your little one to the go-karts?
About 2 years ago.
Long 2 years.
Time to go again. That go-karts go over at Broadmeadows is really good.
I've never been go-karting.
It's pretty fun.
Ever. You know what, Tammy, if you win $600, can you shout me as well?
Yeah, righto.
Beautiful. That's what we like to hear. All right, let's
snuck in there.
I know. Maybe that's the extra luck Tammy needs.
Good
All
luck.
All right, Tammy, were you born on the 7th of December?
No, the 28th.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry, Tammy.
You have to pay on your own money now.
I was really looking forward to going with Tammy, though. I'm not going to lie.
Save up, Meg.
And she's like, you know what she should have done? If she doesn't win, then I have to shout.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we should have thought of that a little bit.
Yeah, you should have gone into a deal there.
That could have happened. Well, we've got another $625 up for grabs before 9 o'clock this morning.
The Novos. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
Up next, we're playing What's My Age Again? Basically, we asked you a bunch of lifestyle questions, combine that with the sound of your voice, and then guess how old you are.
Mm.
The closest without going over wins a point. Now, I am very much behind at the moment. Creva, you're on 13. I am sitting on 4. Maddie's gone, so his score goes to limbo.
Yeah, that's
limbo,
right. Sitting in limbo at the moment.
So you're beating me by 9 points. Hopefully, if I can guess the actual age... I can get some double points today.
Yeah, bang on gets you 2 points.
Yeah, so 13, 10 and 9 if you want to play. We do have tickets up for grabs to our red carpet premiere next Tuesday of Top Gun Maverick.
Ooh,
red carpet.
This is cool.
Come on, guys. So it's in cinemas May 26th. Not to mention, if you're there on the night, you go in the draw to win a Top Gun jet mission worth nearly $1,500. You can book your Top Gun experience now at jetflight.com.au. If you want to play... give us a call now, 13 10 09.
The Novos. New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yes, this is our year-long competition around the team of guessing people's ages. A lot harder than you'd think, actually.
Well, you listen to their voice, right? And then you have a couple of questions and stuff, but it can be deceiving because people can have a very young voice or, you know, they love cartoons and they're 40.
Well, I'm lucky because I've basically got a 50-50 shot at this now.
That's true.
Gone. So you're sitting on 13, I'm sitting on 4. I need to get some points. If I don't get points on the board today, there is something really wrong with my abilities.
All right, well, let's get into this, shall we?
Let's go to Liz in Edgeworth. Hey, Liz.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. Let's kick this off. All right. How many sugars do you have in your coffee?
None.
Okay. Next question. If you have pets, do you let them sleep inside?
No.
No.
Is that no pets or no sleeping inside?
No sleeping inside.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go first. Liz, I think you're 38.
Oh, see, I think no sleeping inside is an older person thing. Yeah. I'm going to go 45.
All right, Liz. How old?
Oh, my God. I love you both. I'm 49.
Oh! Win for Crevo.
One on the board. I'll take it.
Well done. Okay.
And the only reason we don't have them sleeping inside is because it's a rental.
Oh, of course.
If it was mine, they'd be inside.
Inside cuddled up with you. Oh, you're sweet, Liz.
All right. Let's go to Lauren in Cameron Park next. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Not too bad, thank you.
Okay, let's get into your questions. Number one for you. When was the last time you went to a library?
A couple of months ago.
Okay. What is your go-to supermarket?
Like for groceries?
Yes.
Woolies.
Woolies fan.
I think you are 29.
I was going to say 32.
Well, Meg's closest. I'm 38.
Yes! Oh. A point on the board for me.
One on the board. Oh, well done. Well done.
Let's go to Ashley in Wall's End.
Okay, question number one for you, Ashley. Do you wear a traditional watch?
No, I don't.
Okay, and what is your favourite takeaway food, Ashley?
I'm going to say from Dumpling Land.
Oh, I love Dumpling Land.
Where is Dumpling Land at?
Katara? Or Charlestown?
Wall's End.
Wall's End. Oh. They're all over the place, apparently.
It's Dumpling Land.
They do dump such good dumplings. They have to be everywhere. Okay, Ashley, I'm going to say 26.
Oh, okay. I think 28.
All right.
All right, how old are you, Ashley?
I'm 23.
Oh, so young. No points for us.
You have a very mature voice,
Ashley.
Yes, she does.
Thank you, Ashley.
Oh, well.
One each.
Okay, status quo.
I got 1 point on the board.
You
I'm
haven't
happy
moved
with that.
Up, though, really.
Next week.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a new
right.
week next week.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
I have details on what the future of Pirates of the Caribbean is going to be like without Johnny Depp now that he's been canned. Also, too, a very good deed from Miranda Kerr. When you hear what she has done for college students in LA, you will be blown away.
That's a bit sweet, isn't
it? This is nice. Can't wait for that.
We'll get all the details next.
The Novos.
Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, what's the goss time with producer Jackson? What do you have for us first?
So, you know how in the States when you graduate from college, they have these big guest speakers. You have the Obamas, you've got Oprah. Otis College in LA, they got Miranda Kerr and Evan Spiegel, who, of course, is the founder of Snapchat and Australian model.
Yeah.
So instead of just giving an inspirational speech to the graduating class of 2022, they've paid off their entire college tuition for them. Which is like huge because in the States, college tuition's a lot of money. It's like $40,000 a semester sometimes or like a year. And if you're doing like a 7-year degree, it's a lot of money.
It's not like a small amount of people are graduating either.
This class is like 140.
Oh my God.
It's huge. So if you do like medicine in the States, you often have $250,000 in debt when you graduate. It's astonishing.
It's a lot of money to harbour. Yeah. Especially when you've got to like go and buy a house. A lot of these people have kids.
Yep.
And apparently they showed up and they had no intention of telling anyone. No one knew about this. They just announced it and then they left. They got whisked away. It wasn't like this big thing. Wow. They were like, here you go. Good luck with your future.
That's actually beautiful. Like,
talk about inspirational.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Miranda Kerr is such a beautiful person. I've never met her. But
you
would imagine that she's just like the sweetest. Yeah. She just seems so wholesome. I feel like she'd bake. Like, I feel like we would be like good scone buddies.
She'd make great cookies.
She's got a house in the Hunter Valley.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
Well, maybe we can go over there and bake cookies with Miranda Kerr one day.
Yeah, look, Meg, if we just show up uninvited, we'll be tackled by security and put on a list.
But you know what? I'm willing to take that chance to bake cookies with Miranda Kerr.
Let's try and get her on the show first.
Yes. Well, you can hustle. Hustle for us.
And
yes.
Make a good video for socials.
Yes.
That's true. Snapchat. Oh, my God.
But I was going to say, the funny thing is you don't eat other people's cooking. Would you eat Miranda Kerr's?
I would eat Miranda Kerr's scones, all right?
Okay.
Doesn't matter how good a cook she is.
Scones. I've never had a scone in my life.
I'll bring you in some scones.
Are they good?
Scones with jam and cream. Yeah.
Right.
Actually, it's an old lady food. I don't think that Miranda Kerr's cooking them. She'd be more of like a biscuit woman.
Biscuit. Anzac cookies. Yeah. Maybe.
Anzac cookies with
all
the curse.
All speculation.
Look, this is speculation as well. Not confirmed completely, but pretty much done and dusted. I'm calling it. This is signed on the dotted line. Pirates of the Caribbean is going to continue. Who do you reckon is going to take the place of Johnny Depp? Because he's out now after the poop in the bed.
All right. Maybe Daniel Radcliffe.
I'll give you a hint. It's another Aussie. This is another, Aussie story. Yes.
Ah.
Not who you'd think
a
either.
Hemsworth?
No.
I'm out.
Margot Robbie, apparently.
What?
We'll be continuing the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Okay.
Stepping in for Johnny Depp.
You know what? Can get around that. I've actually never seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
Not the right match. She's an amazing actress, no doubt about it. But that's weird.
Do you know what? I think it could work. I think we're all hung up on the Johnny Depp character. I think it's a change of direction. I think she'll be fine.
Maybe. Do you think they'll like draw on a moustache as a sort of situation?
So sad about though. She's signing on to the Pirates of the Caribbean, but has refused to come back for the finale of Neighbours. They're bringing back 38 ex-characters, including Natalie Bassingthwaite, but Margot Robbie.
Isn't Kylie coming back?
Kylie's coming back as well. And you'd imagine she'd be quite busy.
You'd think so. Well, I don't know. She hasn't done much lately.
That's true.
Yeah, but she's doing more than Danny Minogue. And Danny Minogue's not even coming back. And I'm pretty sure she was on Neighbours as well.
Oh, isn't she doing like infomercial ads or something?
And The Masked Singer.
Everyone's busier than Danny Minogue.
Thank you very much, Jackson. I'm going to be interested in seeing that because I've never actually watched a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. So
I've never watched an episode of Neighbours.
You're missing out, my friend.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to the whole thing.
Local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
Hey, Jess.
Hey,
where did you get that audio of Crevo from?
Audio of Crevo.
Of the football talking. Was it football? I've lost track.
It was most definitely football.
Now, we've done this many times on the show, but we just lost it. Crevo, you need to do your football coach impersonation. If anyone in Newcastle hasn't heard this yet, it is supreme.
So this is coach or player post-game working
out
what happened.
Okay, a loss or a win?
Lost this time.
Okay,
we'll go with
lost. Here we go.
So, unfortunately, we didn't get enough points at the end of the game, and when you don't have enough points, you can't come away with the win, but I think the boys did a good job, and they tried their best, and next time we'll just have to bring our A game.
Well done.
That's great. Next time I can't get comment from a coach, Crevo, if you could just stand in for me.
He can impersonate any coach you want, Jess. Just give him a name, give him a team, couple of players' names. Good to go.
That's job's so done. Happy to help.
Straight after us, we're going 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson.
Yeah, that was amazing, just FYI.
Yes.
The Pussycat Dolls. My grand claim to fame. I was one of the last people in Australia to see these girls live.
I was one of the first. I saw them at Newcastle Entertainment Centre when Lady Gaga was the support act.
Oh, and then they ditched the Pussycat Dolls on tour because Gaga did better.
Yeah, I know.
I remember that.
Unfortunate
not together
for them.
Anymore.
Look at you two bookending the Pussycat Dolls.
Tones and I love this new stuff. Eyes Don't Lie. And also, too.
Ah, Riri.
She's preggers.
Yes. Hopefully she just reignites her love for music after the baby's born.
Probably not. She's like super rich.
Girl can dream.
Why would you sit in the studio if you are a multi-millionaire?
Some people just have that music. Like Ed Sheeran, he keeps saying, I'm not going to make any more music. And then 2 weeks later, he has an album out.
Yeah, that's because he steals everyone else's music they're making it for. And that's why he's always in court.
That's true. Good call. I don't think Rihanna's stolen anyone's music. Yes.
No, but she's stolen everyone's hearts.
Oh, that is true. Queen of Jamaica.
No.
Queen
so
of Jamaica.
Cute.
Thank you, Jackson. 105 minutes commercial break coming up after 9 o'clock this morning.
In just a minute, though, a bit of a continuation of a story that we've had on the show. So a while ago, I sort of searched or put out the idea that maybe I should get some kind of statue for out the front of my shop to draw people's attention to the store.
Prevost in Hamilton North.
Yeah, on Clyde Street there, if you're looking for a Persian rug or some antiques. Yes. But I thought, you know what, maybe I need something a bit eye-catching, something a bit unusual. And we did get a call through. Let's have a listen to what happened. What idea do you have for a statue? What do you think I should get?
I think the big Indian chief. They're about 8 or 9 foot tall. You can actually put a trolley under it and wheel it in and out. And they're massive, big Indian chief with their feathers, the whole bit.
Wow. Now this,
I love that idea.
This was a caller who just gave this idea, right? Why don't you try and find one? We then had a call from Trudy who said, you're not going to believe this. I've got an Indian chief for sale. And I was like, this is amazing. You know, we'll try and sort it out. And then that was the last you guys heard of it. I've got a big update on the statue up next.
The Novos.
So about a month ago now, I was just sort of figuring out some ideas to get some marketing going for my shop, try and get it recognised a bit more, right?
Yeah.
So people see it and it's a recognisable point. And I had the idea of putting like a statue out the front, something unusual and unique, because a lot of the things I've got in the store are really quite unique and unusual, and I'm trying to get a bit of a reputation for that.
You
right?
want that draw card item right out the front.
Exactly. And I threw it out to you, the listener, to come up with ideas of what the statue could be. And what idea do you have for a statue? What do you think I should get?
I think the big Indian chief. They're about 8 or 9 foot tall. You can actually put a trolley under it and wheel it in and out. And the massive, big Indian chief with the feathers, the whole bit.
So this was just a random listener called up and suggested that. Then right at the end of the show, Trudy called up and said she had an Indian chief statue for sale. Like, you cannot believe.
What are the odds?
Oh, it's amazing, right? So we have the best listeners, and to me that is proof.
Absolutely.
You put it out there, the universe answers, right? So I actually went out to, Trudy lives on some like acreage down towards Morissette Way.
Yep.
And I went to check the statue out. Now, the statue was made of fiberglass.
Okay.
It's probably about 50 years old. So look, it's a little bit weathered.
Yep.
And at the time, both of the arms were missing from the statue, right? So Trudy said, oh, do you want to buy it? I said, to be honest, it's not quite in good enough condition.
Yeah.
Luckily, Trudy is actually kind of an artist.
Oh.
So she does a bit of sculpture and stuff. She goes, no worries, I can just patch it up, fix the arm, put the arm back on, you know, do a clear coat over the thing so it's weatherproof. I'll put the trolley in so it can be moved in and out.
Oh, my gosh. She then, wanted a sale.
Well, she's happy to do the deal to make this a part of, like, the Crevo shop legacy.
That's so cool.
And so the deal has been done, which is exciting. Currently, she's still doing the renovation. So both arms were missing. She's reattached one.
Yep.
The other one's completely gone. But the flag, I'm going to put like a Crevo's flag that the chief will be holding in the other hand, and it will cover the other arm. And she's going to install this like platform with a trolley so it can be wheeled in and out every day. And that is going to be out the front of the Crevo shop.
Now, you sent me some photos here.
Yeah.
It is not small.
No, it's taller
it's
than me.
It's a big guy.
It's over 2 meters
that
tall.
That is really cool.
So that'll be out the front of the Crevo shop on Clyde Street there. You'll be able to see it easily, recognise which shop is mine, and come in and see all the unusual and interesting stuff we've got in there.
So when are you picking, are you going to name him or?
That's a good idea. Another part of the things we can do.
Also, now that you have a chief out the front, when people come in, they're going to ask for the chief.
Well,
which is you.
Absolutely.
Can we
right.
get Paul Harrigan involved somehow, possibly?
Good idea.
Like, come on, make it a grand opening.
Look, we'll work out naming. Maybe we can do that on the show.
I like that idea.
But the delivery, there's not like a set date because it's obviously you can't interrupt an artist's process.
Absolutely not.
As it gets renovated. So as soon as it's ready to go, it'll be delivered to the shop. I'll let everyone know so you can come and check it out.
Maybe I should delay, because I still haven't been to your shop. I'm a horrible friend. maybe I should delay it until the chief gets there.
The chief arrives.
So I've got someone to greet me at the door.
Great idea. Great idea, Meg.
I like
this,
and I'll help you with the flag and all that kind of stuff. Very, Perfect. Very good. Well, I can't wait.
Yeah, a bit of an update on the statue situation. It's on its way. Well, I'm so excited.
When the chief arrives, update us again, and we'll all go out and see him.
Absolutely.
Not to see Creepo's the store, but we want to see the chief.
Hey, I understand if you just want to stand there and get a photo with it, it's fine.
As long as you buy something. Birthday lotto up next. Creepo, what month are we looking for?
I've just spun the wheel. We're looking for anyone born in July.
All right, if you're born in July and you want to win $625, we are playing birthday lotto next.
The Novos.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday.
How did you put it before, Creepo? Was it a have birthday, win money or something
like
that?
Yeah, that's it. Be born, get rich.
Be born, get rich. $625 is what we have up for grabs today. For someone who is born in what month?
That was July this time.
July. I'm glad you remember because I absolutely do not. Let's go to the phones.
Hey, Linda. How you doing?
How are you,
Cleaver? I'm doing well, doing good. Now, I believe you're retired, you like a bourbon and coke, and if you're feeling fancy, a sex on the beach, and your celebrity crush is Bruce Springsteen. Oh, what do you find hot about him?
Oh, I just love his music. He's the boss.
He's the boss.
Yeah, he is.
You wouldn't mind if you saw him on stage there, plucking away at his guitar, plucking that G-string?
No, my daughter has been to his concert, and she said he's fantastic.
Oh, no doubt. All right. Well, let's hopefully...
Second-hand information.
Let's hopefully get you some money. You want to spend it on the family. Spin these birthday balls for you, Linda. Fingers crossed.
Good luck.
I'm trying hard, babe. Okay, were you born on the 22nd of July?
No,
I'm so sorry.
What date was it?
The ninth. Not even close.
Sorry, Linda.
Oh, well. Oh. These things happen.
No sex on the beach with Bruce Springsteen for Linda, unfortunately.
Back to bourbon and coke.
So we're going 105 minutes commercial free next with Jackson.
Yeah, we are. Linda was a bit cute, wasn't she? Oh,
adorable. You said she was flirting with you off air.
I think so. We had a moment off there. Yep. Naked on the way.
Nice. That's ironic.
In better days. Yeah, isn't it? 24K golden.
Still love this.
Well, it's great. It never gets old. This is a tune.
Destiny's Child. Beautiful. Newcastle's only block of commercial-free music coming up next. Have a great morning, Creeper.
Yeah, you Jackson. Too, Meg.
I will. I'm going to go home and possibly have reheated pizza.
Oh, nice. You've got a big, exciting
day. I have a big, exciting day planned of putting my washing away.
Oh.
It's going to be great. Have a great day, guys. Catch you later.
See ya. Bye. The Novos.